It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
We will also learn tonight that it's okay to surprise your neighbors by turning up at their door and telling them you have to rub their buttocks.
You fellas have a lot of growing up to do, I'll tell you that.
Uh-huh.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Right.
Completely ridiculous.
Okay.
I don't know
about sorry about
these
that.
Characters?
Huh?
Way out of line. Way out of line.
Okay.
Ridiculous.
Just lighten up. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here's our phone number, 877-365-3636. Lots to talk about, including our first segment of Buzz. If you're staying where Beth Ann lives, the McBridian apartment complex, would you like to hear the
McBridian Arms?
Would you like to hear the reminder of pool rules at the McBridian Arms Hotel?
You know, she goes to the pool every weekend.
Yes.
That's why she's chocolatey brown.
This is the McBridian pool rules, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
And at the very top, large letters, reminder of pool rules.
Very good, then.
Good.
The pool here at the McBridian Arms is an amenity.
That's right.
We offer to our residents for their enjoyment. Having guests is a privilege. Please don't neglect this privilege. Please be aware of the following rules and regulations.
More than one?
Number one.
Yes.
Number one.
Residents must sign in on the sign-in sheet provided by the lifeguard.
Paperwork.
I guarantee you it's all wrinkled from wet hands.
Number two. No more than three guests are to be permitted at a time.
Beth Ann, her dog, her daughter, and her mother.
And she has to choose between her mother and daughter.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no, she could bring both mom and daughter.
Yes. Sure.
Number three, the resident must accompany their guest to the pool and remain with them.
You have to babysit then.
You know, she could take us.
Number three and a half, implants are not a flotation device.
No, that can't
I'm sorry.
Be in there.
You're making it up.
Number four. Guests are not permitted without the resident and cannot sign in on the sign-in sheet.
Wow.
Thank you for your cooperation in this matter. If you have any questions or concerns befoist, please come to the office. That's the way we want it to be at the McBridian Arms. There it is.
Carrie and I got a letter this week, too.
Really?
Really?
Yes. We're not allowed to put our trash out before 6 p.m., the night before it gets picked up.
Is that a request or a law?
That's in the bylaws.
Is that because the dogs are picking into the trash or the wild animals will tear into it before that happens?
No, I think it's more of an eyesore issue.
Mm-hmm.
But it's tough because our house is in a row of townhouses, and to get our trash around, you must go on a precarious hill.
You know, mine is
and
picked
if
up.
It's dark.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's difficult. But right. Mine is picked up on Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
Wednesday morning.
Yes.
And inevitably, I go into the absolute fire drill mode because I, and you know,
oh,
seriously,
yeah.
Do you know how many times I take the trash out when I hear beep, 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 and I hear it off in the distance,
wait!
You know, and I'm out there like with one shoe on, you
right.
know, underwear hanging out, and I go out there, and I'm like, you get it done. Or like this particular week when Wednesday, it just did not get taken out at all.
Just didn't get around to it.
Some spring cleaning yesterday, and the trash I have on the side of my house, it's starting to look like the only thing that's missing is a car up on blocks.
Yeah. Stanford and
are you a once a week pickup guy?
Once a week, yes.
Mm-hmm. And if you miss it, is it a real headache?
Yeah, it is. Because you know what? I got this on my wonderful, absolute, spectacular neighbor mm-hmm. across the street, Richard. If you live anywhere,
Richard.
You pray. You literally pray to have a neighbor like this. This
like
is
this.
The greatest guy. He's the most low-key guy. He would do anything for you.
That's mm-hmm. great.
And he watches your house, and he's retired. So he's home a lot, so you don't have to worry. And he's not a guy that is nosy, but if
right.
you need him, he is always there for you. You know,
okay.
And he's just a phenomenal human being. And Richard is I've noticed because I always look across the street
uh-huh.
to Richard's house to see if the trash has been picked up because Richard is religious.
That's
putting his out late at night the night
great
before.
Great reminder. Your
but
neighbors
but I
a
swear
reminder.
To God, 99% of the time he's got two little black trash bags.
And that's it?
All the time. That's all he has. Two tiny little black trash bags. That's all he has as far as his trash is concerned.
I got neighbors there from out of town,
right.
if you catch my meaning, and sometimes I think there's like 15 and 20 people living in there.
Out of town? Do you mean out of the country? Do you mean that perhaps you have neighbors that might have come from overseas?
Yes.
Or perhaps over desert?
They have a different culture than I do.
A little slightly. They're different. That's why Rob has a problem
right.
with them. Rob has a problem with the difference.
No, but there's like 30 people living in this place. And
how much trash do they generate?
Now it's 30.
Sometimes like one little white bag.
I see. I can't believe that.
I don't know what's going on.
That kills me. We generate, even when it's
tortillas
just...
Tortillas come in bags, right?
Just Carla and me,
uh-huh.
we generate phenomenal amounts of trash.
I know.
Of course, you know what? I'm guilty of this because I'm Mr. Green, but I'm not the biggest recycler in the world.
Sounds like you're leaving a large footprint.
We started to recycle recently.
Really?
Yeah,
I'm going to start.
I bought a thing.
Oh, yeah, no, I've been doing that. Sure.
Because I think the recyclers come on the same exact day.
That's right.
But I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about what we were talking about during the break.
Okay.
Apparently, this is a carryover from the midday show here at WJFK.
Yes.
And they were talking about, I guess Katie was expressing a concern that a tremendous volume of male young employees here at the station are going condome free, are not using condoms.
Really?
And,
with each other or whoever they happen to bump into at the time. But she was very concerned about this. And then, of course, Rob, who secretly lusts after Katie in his heart.
And is wearing one now.
He says, I don't use condoms. Well, Rob, you are married 100 years, and you also just had a vasectomy.
Right.
So you do not need condoms. I said, I'm not a condom. Well, I've been with a person for 5 years, almost 5 years, and Buzz has been with his wife for many, many years
Judging
as well.
Judging from the men that hang around this station, is this really an issue?
Like they're not going to endanger anyone.
Exactly.
It all gets back to me, though. The reason I started thinking about this was when Buzz had that story on his news the other day about the fact that a lot of these venereal diseases can be transmitted, not necessarily, through vagine to Schwanstucker, but
verbally, you might say.
But verbally, they can be communicated that way.
Live in the throat.
And then you hear that they can live in the throat, which is about as gross as, especially when you consider modern pornography.
Mm-hmm.
When you think of what the number one act is now, you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
And let me see if I can put this on the radio without getting in trouble here. What I'm talking about is a particular act that involves verbal communication and results in a reflux situation at the end.
I see.
Which means it's like gag me with a spoon. You know, it's kind of the and that's
like a
that
bad,
seems to be very popular right now.
Like going to the circus and seeing a bad sword swallower.
Do you think that is common practice though? That the majority of I will say guys from 25 to 35 that are out there right now. Even when they're bumping into somebody, I would be very curious to know, who's using them and who's not.
Yeah,
because, my brief single times, and unfortunately I'm addicted to relationships, so I am in relationships constantly. But when I'm not, I think maybe everybody's had one or two, situations where they might slip up a little bit. But I remember, that's pretty standard practice,
hearing,
when you go with the condom.
We're hearing about 40% of the time they use condoms. So
40%.
So
60%
than half,
of the time. So more than half of the time, if a guy goes out or meets a lady on the internet, meets a girl at a bar, they hook up, one night stand, they're not going to wear a bag.
There's a nearly 50-50 chance there'll be protection involved, It's not as good a number as we'd like it to be.
And that's probably why we have this incredible widespread venereal disease now, worse than it's ever been, right?
Well, depending on the race and the section of the country and a number of other factors.
Oh, there you are, bringing race into it, Buzz Burbank. It's always about race relations with you.
Always has been.
So you're saying that in certain parts of the country it's more widespread than
others,
right?
Oh, yeah. Well, obviously in big cities like D.C. and Baltimore, certainly, New York, San Francisco, and to some degree Los Angeles, to some degree
Where do you line
Chicago.
Up on the condom issue, Mr. Burbank? Where do you line up on
I think people should wear protection so that you don't spread disease.
I have to say, and I will say this, and I don't think I'm not speaking out of school, I hate them.
I do, too.
I hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them, hate them. I don't think there's ever been a concerted effort to make them, first of all, as far as, preventative for disease, they're very good.
Yeah.
For pregnancy, obviously, they're very, very good. But as far as, technology to make them a little bit more user-friendly, if you know what I mean, doesn't exist out there.
Well, it continues to advance. They make them thinner and yet still stronger.
What they are.
Ultra
I know, but no, but
sort of
I don't think that they've made any tremendous progress, have they?
Most guys are probably not thrilled with them, although some guys are grateful for them, especially if they get too excited too early in the game, as it were.
Yeah, but don't you think that there really hasn't been, as far as technological advances in that particular area, there hasn't been anything you can do?
What would you like to see?
Well, Buzz, I'm just saying.
Yeah. Something battery operated?
They suck.
I know.
They don't suck, excuse me.
If they did.
But they're not. There's never been any. I'd like to see something
spray on,
something thinner.
I've
heard
something,
of that.
No, what you're doing is you're taking a remarkably sensitive part, and I hope we don't get delayed here.
No, I think we're okay.
I hope we're okay.
We're talking about dancing well,
but you're talking about a particular part of the body where it's very sensitive,
right?
And tactile.
You need less
stuff there.
That's right. Yeah, you don't.
I know I might not be expressing myself, but there you are. There you are arguing with me to argue again.
I'm arguing for
Buzz
health.
Is arguing for condoms. I'm saying I know we need them, but I'm saying you should also, mm-hmm. with all the breakthroughs in other areas.
Oh, don't say breakthrough.
all the breakthroughs in other areas of of sexual activity. You don't hear about that. It's the same thing for, it's the same as Father's Day.
Believe me.
Because we don't count. We really don't count.
I don't
count.
Know. No, the people at Trojan.
What was it always? Ribbed for her pleasure.
Right.
I probably can't say that either. Let's,
no, okay. You're fine.
All right. Now, I warn people that people are wanting to talk about this. I warn you, please.
You're not professionals.
Be careful here. You're not professionals, and I don't want to have to edit you. So, Taylor and Modesto, be very careful how you phrase whatever you're going to say, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, it's a boy, Taylor.
Yes.
How old are you, Taylor?
I'm 26 years old.
All right, Taylor, are you a regular user or are you not a regular user?
In my prime, let's say, I was.
Are you in a? I'll phrase it a different way. Make it easier for you. I don't mean to interrupt you there, but are you in a committed relationship right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay,
I'm engaged.
So prior to that, when you were kind of catting around out there, and you were taking care of things.
I should have been using condoms. I had two little girls in 2 years, so that's neither here or there.
Yeah,
yes, it is.
It's there.
Listen,
Mike.
Yeah, you tell me.
They don't make in a larger stature condom. They don't make anything for her pleasure. It's just like putting a sandwich bag over the Yoo-hoo, and it's just not fun at all. But regardless,
excuse
of that,
me, are you just telling to tell the world how big
exactly.
you are, Taylor?
No, no,
is that what
all.
This? Well, what's the point? I don't get it.
I would rather jump into a pool of boiling snot than wear a condom.
Okay, all right. Now that at least he has said something of value there.
But also, he would rather jump into a pool of boiling snot than win the lottery.
Hey, boiling
but that's
snot,
just Taylor.
Boiling snot's fun.
It is.
Ryan in Spotsylvania, you're on the Mike O'Mara show.
Really.
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Mike. Just want to tell you about the Trojans. I don't know if I can throw a brand name out
sure,
there.
Sure, you can.
Yeah, they've advertised.
Sure.
Of course you can.
But
you just went with the detail. Be careful with your detail, all right?
I promise I will be. There is a certain one out there in the lime green box that says Twisted, and it's made to help the male and the female both finish what they started.
Okay, all right. All right, there you go. If you're looking for a recommendation.
Twisted?
That's, yeah, we're not going to get a whole
like a
bag.
Soft serve ice cream cone.
No, I think they might be. Here's the way I look at it. It might be fun to try just as an experiment. Sometimes,
sure.
I mean, if you were in a committed relationship,
they're great to blow up
or fill with water.
Yeah, Rob likes to do the Howie Mandel with condoms all the time. That's what he does. Let's go to Eric. A couple more on this subject before we get our first buzz of the afternoon. Eric, what can we do for you?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. There is a brand. I'll be very careful. There's
okay.
a brand called Forex, and I believe it's lamb intestine.
Right.
And the difference with that as opposed to the other ones
latex.
Is that
yeah.
it feels, because it is a natural membrane, it feels much more natural.
Okay, but it also doesn't prevent disease nearly as effectively.
Yeah, because it's more porous, right?
Right.
Right. So it prevents pregnancy, but it does not work against diseases.
Right.
And they're
right.
very expensive, as I recall.
Frankly, I'm less concerned about pregnancy as I am disease.
Of course.
That's the way. Hey, ladies, if that's offensive, I have to tell you, that's the way most guys feel.
You
out
can
there.
Cure a baby. You can't cure a disease.
Oh, God, that's horrible, Buzz. That's terrible.
No, I mean,
no,
you can,
that's not.
I mean, you can love them and raise them well.
Yes, thank
that,
you, Buzz.
That cures
Thank
them.
You very much. Very good.
That's what a cure.
Jesus.
Physician
hey, there was
myself.
A little window into the real Mr. Buzz
no,
Burbank right
no,
there.
No, no,
Jim in Rockville, you can cure a baby.
You misunderstand
yeah,
me,
no,
sir.
I didn't, you sick bastard. Jim, what can we do for you?
Hey, fellas, I love living in the great outdoors, all natural
right.
as much as anybody, but I learned as a fairly young man that living in a condo can be fantastic, even if you're all by yourself.
Oh, now I understand.
Yeah,
you know what? I have to tell you, I know what you're talking
Good
about
job.
There.
Yeah.
I have done that. Have you done
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Have you done
sure.
that?
Once.
Absolutely.
If you know that, Rob, that's good.
It's kind of an experiment.
It was an experiment.
You have to know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But
boy, we're not even
great?
Drinking yet. What's going on
I
here?
I know.
What is it about Friday shows? Thanks for the call, Jim. I know what you're talking about. And let's get one more story on this, and then it's time for Buzz. Josh in Rockville. How are you, Josh? Turn your radio down, please.
Sorry. I'm from Canada, and people think I'm slow, eh?
Sound like you might be, Josh, just a little bit, eh?
Just a little, eh? What's going on that side?
All right. One more call. Jim, Rochester, New York. How are you, Jim?
I'm good. I like the Coney Island whitefish myself because, you know, it's nice. You can use them when you're done. It's nice decorative in the pool.
All right. Thanks so much. We appreciate the call. All right. Enough of that. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll continue this. You know, this might happen. We continue this discussion a little bit later
on. Yeah, I'd like to know what Chris thinks about this.
Yeah, he's actually, old would he be?
He's 27.
Timeless. He's a young whippersnapper.
Yeah, he is. He's much younger than us.
We'll get him in here in a few minutes. But before we do that, we got to talk to Mr. Buzz Burbag.
He's wise beyond his years.
A man that has the cure for babies.
That's right.
How disgusting was that, ladies and gentlemen?
God.
See me during the break.
I tell you, he's going straight to hell. What's up, Buzz?
This Friday's sex news begins with the story of a woman who decided to get back surgery so she could start working off the extra pounds and get sexy again.
I had back surgery.
You did.
And now you're getting sexy.
Yes, I am.
That's right. Now, as this woman was getting dressed to leave the hospital, she noticed a tattoo near her magic place that wasn't there before.
Really?
A tattoo.
Now I'm interested. Now you've got me riveted.
51-year-old Elizabeth Mateo now feels violated, even if it is just a temporary tattoo.
Oh, so somebody was like a henna tattoo or something
while
like that?
While she was unconscious.
It's like somebody was doing graffiti on her down there.
Well, that's somebody. Well, let me just tell you. The lovely rose was placed there by her jolly back surgeon, who says he thought it might cheer her up.
How stupid is that? So, do we have an exact location of where the rose was put?
It's due north of the happy place.
Okay, so
but
like
almost in the garden.
Is it between is it between the navel and the happy place?
Oh,
is
yes. Oh, yeah.
And centered,
closer,
really, like
closer to the happy place than the navel.
God, unbelievable! Doctors are so arrogant sometimes, but that's funny.
And you know what? That would be
a rose. If he's doing back surgery, I mean, I know
you'd have to flip her.
That's you got to turn her over. I mean,
yeah.
I had this. It was laser surgery. It was not like the full back surgery, but I got news for you. They had to prop my head up on a pillow because they position you ass up.
Where's your tattoo?
I have my scar. Do you want to see my scar? I'm not showing my butt or anything if I show you my scar.
Yeah,
would you
look
like
at
to
it,
see
yeah.
it. You can hardly
would
see
I?
It. Have you ever seen it?
I don't think we have, actually. No, it's very
tiny. Yeah, it's small. Right
it's there? About 2 inches long.
It's about the size of a slot for a quarter.
Exactly.
So in order for this guy to put the tattoo
on
her, above the daisy.
Had to roll her over and slap on that henna tattoo.
You know what?
I bet it was a Friday surgery.
I bet he did it before the surgery.
You think so?
Yeah, because you don't want to move her around after she's been all altered and whatnot.
Right, right. You're absolutely right, Rob.
So you know what you do? What you do is you position her, you flip her, you tattoo her, you flip her back, you cut on her, and then you go home.
Is there more to this? This is unbelievable.
Sounds like a Thursday to me. She's now suing Dr. Kirshner for unspecified...
Dr. Kirshner! It does get better!
Unspecified damages, she wants.
Hello. It was always between being a surgeon and being an art student.
Dr. Kirshner, I was just finishing this box of Cracker Jack.
Yes.
And it came with a tattoo. Would you like it?
Oh, thank you. I'll use that on one of my patients, a rub-on tattoo.
A tattoo.
I bet it was a rub-on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's not a permanent tattoo, well,
like
sure.
A little rub-on that probably took him 5 seconds
do. Maybe he had to lick it.
It doesn't matter, though. The guy's a perv. That's too...
Imagine.
Oh, I almost said the F word.
You wake up from surgery. You're getting dressed. You're finally getting out of bed and heading home, and then that's there, and you think, oh, gosh, I've had visitors.
Oh, my God.
Someone's been here.
Wow. Oh, hey, Buzzy, we got to take a break. We're going to come back, finish the first segment
of
Buzz.
I think that's fine.
Okay, and when we come back, we're going to pop open a couple of adult beverages.
Yeah.
Bring our boss, CK, in here.
Yeah.
And also talk to, what the hell is his name?
Jeff Lewis.
Jeff Lewis from Flipping Out on Bravo. That's all coming up when we return on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.